New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Robert Costa. He is the national political reporter for The Washington Post. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So President Trump infamously now tweeted out the Freedom Caucus will hurt the entire Republican agenda if they don't get on the team and fast, we must fight them and Dems in 2018. Yet just the other day, he said he was willing to work with the Democrats. He hasn't come out and said he's willing to work with the Freedom Caucus. What is his end game in fighting a section of his own party?
The president's disappointed with the Freedom Caucus. When I spoke to him last week by phone, he said he couldn't really believe the anger. Those were his words about the factional politics within the House GOP. He thought the party in his young presidency would fall in line in many respects behind his agenda, in particular on health care. But the Freedom Caucus is something the president's never dealt with in his life. He's been a transactional deal maker. These are ideological purists. And he's really simmering with frustration about their unwillingness to bend.
Can I just divert for a moment? Because I read your article about getting that phone call from the president. Can you just sort of share with our audience? You're just walking along and your cell phone rings. Tell us what happened.
I made a request to interview the president about a week before that, not expecting any call or any interview. Haven't interviewed the president on record since he became president. But at 3:30 on Friday, right as the bill was supposed to be voted on in the House, I get a call from an unknown number, and it's the president. And he says immediately, "Hello, Bob, the bill's been pulled." And I just start taking notes and writing up the story immediately on my computer. Thankfully, I was in an office, not walking on the street.
Good. Yeah, but what a surprise. There was no indication the call was actually coming from the White House, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's fine. I find
that's awesome.
A fascinating story. All right, so listen, there's so much talk right now about this Michael Flynn story. And the thing that I keep coming back to on this stuff about Russian collusion and then the other line of questioning and the people are curious about is, was there any real evidence that the Obama people were looking into the activities of the Trump transition or the Trump campaign? And the thing I keep coming back to is everybody seems to be focused on the process of how this information is getting out, but not so much about what the information is.
Well, that's true. The process has become something under the spotlight, but there's been a real turn of events in the last 12 hours. The Washington Post, the New York Times, and other outlets have reported on specific names of people within the White House who helped Devin Nunes, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, acquire information or learn more about intelligence information. And Nunes says he's acknowledged these conversations and meetings with people inside of the White House. But Democratic critics say this kind of relationship between a House Intel chairman and the White House is inappropriate, and it's brought the whole Russia investigation by the GOP Congress under fire.
Is it possible, and I'm asking because some have suggested that this would not be unusual for somebody who works for the administration, who has found information they feel like should be shared in a whistleblower capacity, to share that information with somebody in the House Intelligence Committee and the chair of the House Intelligence Committee without the knowledge of others in the White House?
Context is everything here. It's true that the congressional committees often look to whistleblowers within the administration, even those within the intelligence community. But Democrats allege that Nunes was provided information as a way of spinning the story that it wasn't so bad, the relationship between Russia and the Trump campaign last year, and also that Trump campaign people were unfairly surveilled by the Obama administration and picked up in intelligence reports. And so it's all about interpretation and context. Democrats see one thing, many Republicans see another.
But that's going to be shared with both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees now, we're told, by the White House. If what Nunes has said was in those documents turns out to be what is in those documents, what happens then?
Well, it depends on how much we really learn and how much both people see when they come over to the White House and they view that information. Who was surveilled? Well, we learned that. Whose names were picked up, if any names were picked up, during the course of surveillance? Was it Donald Trump himself, the then candidate? Was it Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort? And what was the context of these surveillance memos, if there were any. Everyone wants to learn more. Both sides seem to want to learn more.
Do you feel Nunes is being transparent enough? That's a complaint of the Democrats.
Nunes said he wanted to protect his source. I spoke to him repeatedly in recent days, and he said he didn't want to give the names of the people at the White House because he framed them as whistleblowers, as intelligence sources. So he hasn't been candid about who these people are, that is for sure. But he still maintains that he's doing what he needs to do as Intelligence Committee Chairman to gather information.
Could he be more transparent, though, I guess? Are the Democrats, do they have any kind of juice here with saying that he is not being transparent?
It's certainly something that Nunes has become a daily story. You can't turn on cable news without seeing Nunes, and he has been cagey.
All right. So, what about the idea that Flynn wants some immunity to testify before House Intelligence?
Big story.
Yeah. Well, and there's some confusion this morning because there had been somebody who is reporting that I believe it was the House Intelligence Committee says, "No, we haven't had any requests for immunity from anybody related to Mike Flynn."
Well, so, that's true. The people who really grant immunity, that's the Justice Department,
right.
House Intelligence Committee. Committee can't really grant immunity from prosecution. That's not within the jurisdiction of a congressional committee to grant immunity. They can really just subpoena people. So what the Flynn lawyer said is, we working with the Justice Department in order to testify, hope we can get immunity. And it was a fascinating statement from Flynn's lawyer. I mean, you can interpret that many ways, that statement. And we said, General Flynn, quote, certainly has a story to tell.
All right.
Well, and that's morphed into he wants immunity in exchange
for his story. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Robert Costa with The Washington Post. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.